Starting a church plant in America, as important as it is not always easy. The Christian Law Association is here to help.
The Legal Alert. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr.
Pastor Richard knew that God had laid on his heart to plant a new church in an unreached area of his state. However, he was dismayed to realize that starting a church included a variety of business matters, such as setting up an employer identification number, an EIN, and drafting a set of bylaws. Business is not his specialty, he said, so he reached out to the Christian Law Association to help get started. Our attorneys were privileged to help Pastor Richard walk through every aspect of starting his ministry. Every church that you see today started as a church plant somewhere, and in America we desperately need more. Know the law, obey the law. You can't obey it if you don't know it. And every state has laws that govern these activities. We're happy to help steer you through them. Local lawyers will often help you for free. Lawyers in communities often will step up and can help, and we're glad to help these lawyers as well.
Our free newsletter addresses lots of issues, like the ones we've been discussing today. It's an invaluable tool. Why not sign up for it now at christianlaw.org. christianlaw.org.
And time now, about 8.5 minutes past 12 noon here on our Monday, the 14th day of June, and Swap Shop rolling around in just a few minutes with myself and Miss Grace Bugner. We'd love to have you hang around, spend some time with us, and also if you have an item for Swap Shop, it would be our pleasure to air that for you absolutely free of charge. We do buy, sell, trade items, lost and found announcements. We invite folks to your garage or yard sale. And then if you're a business and you have job openings, we'll get the word out about that as well. A couple of different ways you can get your information to us. You're always welcome to visit our website, wgcr.net. You can email wgcr@icloud.com, or you can simply call us, 828-884-9427. Well, June 14th, today is officially Flag Day. It's celebrated on the 14th day of June each year, and it occurs in remembrance of when our country's first American flag was introduced by the Continental Congress as the official American flag, which was on June 14th of 1977. So our song taking us to Swap Shop in honor of Flag Day.
I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "Nah, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your flagpole is leaning a bit. That's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been through our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a hole in that flag there when Washington brought it across the Delaware. And it got powder burns the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it and writing, 'Oh, say, can you see?' It got a bad rip down in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut by a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shallow Hill. There was Robert E. Lee and Beauregard and Bragg, and the south winds blew hard on that ragged old flag. And on Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limping low by the time it was through. She's been in Korea and Vietnam. She was sent over there by her Uncle Sam. She's waved from our ships on the briny foam, but they've just about quit waving her back here at home. And in her own land, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied and refused. And the government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout our land. She's a bit threadbare and she's wearing kind of thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground and we fold her up just right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause you see I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Julia H. Johnson is the writer of this awesome hymn. Her family tree is full of clergymen, and her mother and grandmother were both poets. She wrote children's Sunday school lessons that were published, and she wrote a song called Saving Grace. In that song she wrote, "O golden day when light shall break and dawn's bright glory shall unfold, when he who knows the path I take shall ope for me the gates of gold. Earth's little while will soon be past, my pilgrim song will soon be o'er. The grace that saves shall time outlast and be my theme in yonder shore. Then I shall know as I am known and stand complete before the throne. Then I shall see my Savior's face and all my song be saving grace." It's obvious she loved God's grace, but she gave us another great song of grace that is in many hymn books and widely sung today. Grace that is greater than all our sins.
Grace that
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to a Monday's edition of Swap Shop. I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Grace Buckner.
And it's good to be back.
Yes, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I enjoy vacation. It was great. We had a wonderful time. And we went to Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
To Merle's Inlet side. It was myself and Joe, and then Corey and Eden, and Joanna, Jacob, and the three grandchildren.
Wonderful.
And we had a blast. I spent a lot of time taking a nap, eating junk food.
Yes. That's to be expected.
And playing in the sand.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time to me.
It was a good time for me.
Yeah.
But we had a great time, and it was good to get away. I appreciate you taking care of things around here and others.
We tried.
You did good.
Well, praise the Lord.
I heard good things. So I appreciate Grace holding down the fort. Well, there were several of us gone last week.
Yes, a lot. Me and RR, we stuck it through.
Yay for RR and Grace. Y'all did great. And an update on Brother Roger. I got to talk to Sister Melody yesterday, and Brother Walton is getting weaker and is resting more, needing to rest more. And so we appreciate folks continuing to pray for Brother Roger and also for Melody and the family. And we know that it's in the Lord's hands.
Yes.
And there's no better place it could be.
Exactly.
And so we thank you on behalf of the Waltons for your prayers and the acts of kindness that have been extended to them. And I promise you, if I know of any need that they have, I will let you know.
Yes.
Because a lot of folks are like, is there anything we can do for them? And other than praying, and of course we're praying, but I know they appreciate just the offer.
Yes.
And if you'd like to get Brother Roger a card, or send him a card just of encouragement, or want to send him a word, feel free to send it to us. And what we'll do is I'll put all of them together, and we'll either deliver them by hand, drop them by. I can get them to his wife, who works not far from here. Or we can put them in a big envelope and mail them all together. It's just easier to give you our address here.
Yes.
Because I know that one.
Yes.
By heart. It is, you can send it to, again, just put Brother Roger Walton, care of WGCR, 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. And if I gave that too quickly, I apologize. Feel free to call us.
Yep.
And we'll be glad to get that to you
yes.
again. Please remember an area pastor having a bout with what they believe to be is maybe a kidney stone. Have you ever had kidney stones? I mean, I know you're young.
I have not.
You know, and thank God I've never either. I appreciate the Lord sparing me from that this far in life.
Yes.
But I've heard that that is some pain. So please remember this area pastor and also several other requests today. I'm glad God knows all about those.
Yes.
And so we appreciate you sharing your prayer requests with us. We don't take those lightly. We do pray over them, and we'll tuck these away for Pastor Barton this afternoon. Also wanted to mention, Grace, we got Father's Day coming up Sunday.
We do. It's exciting.
Here. It's here.
It's, yes.
It is upon us, beloved.
It is, yes. I personally love Mother's Day and Father's Day. It's just fun and exciting. And, you know, my parents don't like to be, you know, pampered. But I'm like, oh, it's Father's Day. It's Mother's Day. You got to take it. It's sorry.
So. I'm coming for it.
Yes. Yes. So
good for you. Good for you, Grace. And we want to give folks an opportunity to honor Dad, very similar to the way we gave you an opportunity to honor Mom. It's the Father's Day line, and it's not open yet for call-ins. I believe registration is open online, and while we're talking, I'm going to try to get there at WGCR.net, and it's there. You can go to our webpage, again, WGCR.net, scroll down, and it will say Father's Day Giveaway. June 14th through the 18th. That's when registration is taking place. But we will have our prize package that we will give away Friday afternoon. And starting tomorrow or Wednesday, it's Brother Daniel. I've got to get Brother Daniel to take care of that for us. As soon as we get our recording capabilities engaged, we'll allow you to call and leave a recorded greeting. Mm-hmm. And we'll take those and assemble them, and we'll play those on Friday, Grace.
Yes.
During Swap Shop.
Very exciting.
And drive time. Mm-hmm. And then Pastor Barton will announce our winner. And I hope folks enjoy our prize package. We've got a $100 Visa gift card, a $100 gift certificate to Spud and Deb's, and a brand new Scofield Study Bible, along with some other goodies that we can fit in the box.
Wonderful.
And if you're not local, we would be more than happy to shop for you.
Yes.
We did this, I think, last year. Recently, someone who won, and Spud and Deb's was part of it. I found out what they wanted, talked to them, went to Spud and Deb's, bought it, put it in there, and mailed it to them. I think they were from Georgia.
Yeah, wonderful.
Our winners. So this is open to our internet audience. A Visa gift card spends anywhere.
Yes.
Then again, that nice Scofield Study Bible. I don't think it's about $55 in value. So well over $250 in our prize package for Father's Day. And the main thing, though, is giving you an opportunity to pay tribute to Dad.
Yes.
And so you can, again, online or on air, two different ways.
And we'll let you know when we have that phone line taken up so you can have that opportunity to leave a message.
Yeah, we will. And we'll take greetings. Registration will be open through this Friday at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Because Grace will have to take things and move them over and get them ready to play. And we have to get the ones online kind of merged in. So it's a little bit of time-consuming task.
Yes, it can be.
But online is already open. So visit us even now today, WGCR.net, and click on the Father's Day giveaway. And, of course, Dad, but maybe your granddad. Could be that you've got your brother you'd like to pay tribute to him. Any special man in your life that's a dad.
Yes.
Is eligible.
Yes.
So I love my dad. I'm very, very blessed with wonderful parents, my mom and my dad. And my mom had a birthday while we were away.
Well, happy birthday.
So, Mom, I love you, and I hope you had a wonderful day. And we talked to her a couple of times on her birthday, but I hope and pray. Elaine Hunter in Lake Toksway had a wonderful birthday on June the 11th.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah. And belated wishes also, want to jump on here yesterday, to Wilma Boone and also Crystal Hooper had a birthday yesterday.
Well, happy birthday.
God bless y'all.
Yes.
I hope it was a wonderful day for you.
I agree.
And then also Eula Holden and Caleb Brown had a birthday yesterday.
Well, happy birthday to you guys as well.
Yeah. God bless you all. And just go ahead and say if you know somebody having a birthday or wedding anniversary, give us a shout, and we would be more than happy to celebrate right along with you. 828-884-9427, or you're welcome to just text that information to us. 828-577-1296. At the end of Swap Shop today, I have a unique story from a scientific study that just, if you think that God's not interested in the small details of life and of creation.
Right.
Well,
now I'm excited.
Yeah. I found it and I thought, wow. And, you know, going to the ocean, sometimes I just go out there and get some quiet time early in the morning or later in the evening, and you see the ocean and the waves and, you know, kind of just crashing. We had some storms while we were there. Then you look at the sand and how it goes everywhere. You can sweep 14 times a day and still have sand.
Yes.
But he knows every sand on the sea.
Right.
He holds the oceans in the palm of his hand.
Yes.
But he still knows every grain of sand.
Right.
It was something that blessed me while I was there and thinking about that. But this story, I pray it'll bless folks the way it blessed me when I found it. So we'll talk about that at the end today.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, summer break is going on.
It is.
And you can tell by the extra traffic on the roads.
Yes, you can, which is okay. That's okay.
It is. Just be patient. Allow some extra travel time. And we wanted to remind parents that I know of Henderson County and Transylvania County doing some feeding programs through the summer to help families out through the Child Department of Nutrition mm-hmm. in both counties, in Transylvania and in Henderson County. And if you want, Grace, I think you have the info on Transylvania County meals.
I do.
And then I'll quickly do Henderson County.
Alrighty, so this is a drive-through on Thursdays. And so at Brevard Elementary, again at Thursdays, they start from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then this starts, all these start June the 10th, and they'll end August the 5th for all of these. So again, on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Brevard Elementary, Brevard High School, Brevard Middle School, Pisgah Forest Elementary School, Rosman Elementary School, and T.C. Henderson Elementary. And again, that's on Thursday starting at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they've already started, and that's going through August 5th. So if you need more information, you can call us and we can give you that as well.
Yeah, and I think they give several different items when you come by and pick up your box so
yes.
that it can feed multiple times. And thank you to 3663, said, FYI, Grace did a wonderful job filling in for you last week. Truly received a blessing listening to her during Swap Shop.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So I want to pass that along. In Henderson County, the public schools are offering free breakfast and lunch packages at 23 different sites, and it's going on now. And they're going to be at Apple Valley Middle School. You can stop by there and pick up your meals. From 12 to 1, and I guess that is every day. And then the meal bus is going to be making its routes. It starts at about 11 o'clock every morning, and it goes until about 20 till 2 by the time it gets all of its stops. But I want to stress that they're only at each stop for a few minutes, so it's very important that you're on time, if
yes.
not early.
Mm-hmm.
So the first stop, and it starts at 11 to 11:15, and then I'm going to move on through. They're at Old Holbert Road, Craig's Cove Lane, then to Dermod Circle, Meadowlark Lane, Regency Loop, Cedar Terrace Apartments, Lincoln Circle, Walnut Tree Circle, Cedar Bluff Apartments. At noon, that was between 11 and 12, at noon, they should be at Sugarloaf Apartments, moving to Otter Trail Lane, King Creek, Connor Creek Mobile Home Park, Blantyne Apartments, Lida's Trailer Park on Hull Street, Brittany's Place Apartments, Maple Village, and Ida Rogers. And then that's going to take us to about 1 o'clock. Then they should be at King Edward Lane, Case Street, Dodd Meadows, Bearwaller Trailer Park, Shorty Collins, and Leisure Lane is the last stop of the day, and the scheduled time for Leisure Lane is between 1:30 and 1:40. So it looks, Grace, that they are at each location between 5 to 10 minutes.
Yes, so jammed packed.
It is. They're moving.
They are.
And so please help them by, being early
yes.
or at least on time.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to all the folks that work to make this possible. And North Carolina families can text the word FOOD to 877-877.
Yes.
And that will allow you to find a summer meal open site that's closest to you.
Yes, and I did that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so you text FOOD to that number, and then they send you a little blurb, and then they ask you for your address, and that's how they get the correct information to you about which county and where you should go. So take advantage of that for sure.
Please do, because they look at the numbers of participants.
They do.
And that's what the data they look at next year to see if they're going to have it again.
Yes.
And we know that our area has been hit very hard by COVID, just like everywhere else.
Right.
But a lot of families could use this.
They
could. So please take advantage of it. And absolutely free. And I don't believe you've got to answer any questions. I think it should just show up.
I think so as well.
And you get the food.
Yes.
So take advantage. And again, if you didn't get any of that, we kind of hang on to these papers from day to day,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be happy to help you
yes.
out. Yeah, sure would. Well, I'm trying to see what else I've got going on here. Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's a big title.
Yeah, mouthful.
It is. But it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And if you're a dog person.
I love dogs.
I do too. Yeah. I'm a dog person. And apparently this year's winner was a little Pekingese named Wasabi.
That's so cute.
Yeah. The name comes from his mother, who was named Sushi.
Oh.
I didn't make that up.
Well, no. Like, that's good.
It goes hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
If you're a sushi person.
I am.
Are you?
I love it.
You like sushi?
I love anything that has to do with the sea, except for freshwater fish.
So, you're a saltwater fish.
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't like trout
right.
or things like that.
I don't know why. Don't ask me. It's just kind of a thing.
We're not a judge here. It's okay. You can take it or leave it.
Yes.
Yeah. I like things that don't taste really, really fishy. Mm-hmm. That makes, I know that's yeah. kind of, yeah. But if you can, I like just very mild fish.
Yes.
I like that. It was a big deal. Apparently a little Whippet, which is another breed of dog, came mm-hmm. in as runner-up. And apparently, let's look here, a French bulldog was in the top, along with an old English sheepdog, a German short-haired pointer, a Samoyed, and a white terrier. Those Wonderful. Were the top ones.
I love all of those.
But, you know, these dogs, they live, how can I say this? Well, okay, they live better than a lot of people that I know as far as what they eat. And
yes.
they go to the doctor regularly. They go to a dentist.
Yeah, very proper.
Oh,
like,
gravy. Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't imagine.
The pampered life.
Right.
The life of Riley. These dogs are Riley here, you know.
Yes.
But I enjoy watching this. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the trainers that go with them, I'm just thinking, I would fall down. Because you have to run with them around
yes.
this ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dressed up.
Right. Like you're in, most of them are like in a pantsuit or something.
Skirts.
Yes.
The ladies are in skirts and
right.
dress shoes. And the men are in suits.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I
no,
would.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. But apparently a high dollar thing. But I would say you can't rule out the beauty of a mutt.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best dogs I've ever owned in my life.
Yes, I agree with that.
Have been rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten them from the shelter, and they have been the best pets. And we went to SeaWorld years ago when the kids were little, and they had a show there of dogs. And they were talking that all of the dogs that were in the show were rescue dogs.
Oh, wonderful.
And they were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just say, you know, sometimes the purebred dogs are beautiful. And, you know, they do have the look, you know, or whatever you're after. But some of them can be very high maintenance as
yes.
far as their health issues. Some tend to have eye problems or hearing problems, etc. But visit your local shelter.
Yeah.
If you're looking to adopt, but make sure you know what you're getting into.
Yes. It's a lot of responsibility.
It is.
It is.
And it's
expenses. And so.
Yeah. It is. You got to feed them. You got to take care of them.
Yes.
You need to be able to spend some time with them. So there you have it.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I would have a dog, and I probably, you know, I might have a cat as a pet, maybe. I'm not really a cat person. Nothing against them.
Mm-hmm.
Just not necessarily my thing.
Yeah.
I'd have goldfish. I'd have fish.
Yes.
I'm not real successful in having them live very long,
right.
but I do like them.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much about it in the pet category.
Yeah, I would say the same. Like, I've had dogs and I've had fish before, and but I do enjoy cats. I don't have a cat. But I don't, well, let me rephrase that. I don't know if I do like cats. I've never really been around cats.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do like them because they're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
But then everybody's like, sometimes they can be mean. That's okay too. But I think I like cats.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything against them. I think they just are too opinionated for me.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can pet them when they want you to pet them.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I don't know that you can really give a cat a bath.
No, I don't think you can.
Yeah, and maybe you can.
Right.
But nonetheless, I'm not against them. I just, you know, I prefer a dog who loves me all the time.
All the time. And so happy to see you every second.
And the attitude can be mine, not theirs. You
right.
know?
Yes.
Not
yes.
that I want to have one. But yeah, I don't know. I the pet stores you go into now, used to be you go into a pet store and you pretty much had dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. Now you have tons.
Yeah.
Well, right now my family's on vacation and my sister has a guinea pig. Mm-hmm. And so I'm guinea pig sitting for the week.
Oh.
Yes. Very yeah. exciting.
Guinea pig, gerbils, hamsters, all kind of in the same family in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pet it?
She is so kind. Oh. She like comes to the front when you walk by. She'll come to the front and she'll like put her little feet on the cage and she'll like stick her head out and you can pet her and you feed her treats and it's great.
Maybe I've misjudged them. So yeah, I would be open about that. But definitely a no in my house for spiders.
Yes, no, thank you.
Snakes. Mm-hmm. And even lizards. Not a big fan of them because they make me think they're a snake sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
So that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on here. I don't know if you've seen it. Is it Viola Eye Artist, the app that people are downloading, and you give a picture to the app or upload a picture to the app and it makes you into a cartoon character?
I've seen it around. I haven't done it for myself though.
I haven't done it either. But it is apparently the rage.
Yes,
I've seen several on Facebook and whatnot. But it's a company out of Canada that created it. But they say that they're pretty much their employees work remotely. So their employees are all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to throw out there that, you know, make sure before you use it that you read their terms of use and privacy policy.
Yes.
The one thing when I went to read them just for this story, they said you do retain the ownership of your photos, but by using it, you will give them permission to use your photo in tweaking the app for future updates.
Yes.
And also that you're giving the company license to creatively take from your pictures.
Okay.
So I don't exactly know what that means.
Right.
But, and also you agree to let them have your IP address. They uniquely identify the devices that you're using and the pages that you visit and how long you spend on them.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that. But that goes kind of for all of all the media that uses, like, uploads pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guilty of just clicking I agree to the terms and conditions, so.
Yeah, I have too. You know, I have done that, but it is important to know what you're agreeing to. Let me jump over here to the text line. Sold the motorcycle yet? Yes, the bidding on the motorcycle ended
Friday
afternoon.
It did.
At 5:00.
Yes.
And so I don't know, and I don't have in front of me what the high bid was.
I think it was like 33 something. In that realm.
Yeah, it was just between under 4,000.
Yes, under 4,000.
But that's where it ended. But the bids closed at 5:00 on Friday. Well, the U.S. Forest Service said in a statement on Friday that it has received increased reports of bear encounters on the Joyce Kilmer Slick Rock Wilderness Trails inside the Nantahala National Forest. Bears are apparently taking backpacks.
Oh.
Yeah. And they say that they are actually listing it as aggressive bear activity.
Mm-hmm.
And that led them to closing part of the Appalachian Trail to camping in the Tennessee side.
Okay.
You can still hike the Appalachian Trail. They just don't recommend you camp
because
the bears are aggressive. They're looking for food.
Right. Yes.
And so they say, please remember 5 tips. Don't store food in your tent. Properly store food and any scented items like toothpaste using bear-proof containers. I would say go to the camping or hunting section.
Yes.
And make sure. I don't know that Tupperware, Rubbermaid, Glad, any of those things are scent.
I'm not sure either.
So check it out.
Yeah.
Clean up your food or garbage around your campsite. Don't leave food unattended. And be sure to keep your dog on a leash in areas where bears are reported.
Yes.
Haven't had any injuries, and we're thankful for that. But they have had a lot of reports. And here's what they say. Act aggressively and intimidate the bear by yelling and waving your arms. That's if you're not allowed to,
right,
to back away safely. If you can't avoid contact, they say act aggressively, scare him, yell at him, you know, raise your arms, kind of make yourself bigger than you appear to be. And they say playing dead is not appropriate.
Yeah.
Not for here.
Not for here.
Now, I don't know. With grizzly bear, I don't know. You've always heard, play dead, you know?
Right, I've heard that too.
But they say don't do that.
Okay, well, now you
and
know.
They're the people that know.
Yes.
So we're going to go with make lots of noise and try to intimidate them.
Yes. I just got a text here that said the motorcycle went for
$3,630. $3,630. Yep. And thank you to folks that bid and all that money going back into missions.
Yes.
Thank you to the person that generously donated. It was a beautiful bike.
It was.
Well, Tropical Depression 2 has formed off the coast of North Carolina. But they say it's going to be short-lived.
Right.
It's going to go out further into the Atlantic.
Okay.
And good. So we're glad of that. But they say it developed late this morning, about 100 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. And it is expected to strengthen into Tropical Storm Bill.
Okay.
By tonight.
Wonderful, I guess.
But pretty much it's going to stay too far out. Yeah. Yeah, if you look at the cone here.
Oh, do you see it?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to stay way out from shore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that some shore areas won't receive some outer bands of rain.
Right.
But it's a tropical storm, not that large, but yet it is named. So, Tropical Storm Bill.
Bill. Wonderful.
Moving up through the Atlantic.
Yes.
Well, let's see what we got in swap shop items today, Grace, and then we'll move on through and see what else we can find for today. We'll remind folks, 828-884-9427, if you would like to get an item to us today, or you're welcome to email wgcr@icloud.com. If you use our website, just know it takes a little while for information to get to us because of all the security features we have, but you're welcome to do that, wgcr.net. Before I let you start, but before we do, let me hit traffic here. And no pun intended, we have an accident on I-40 eastbound. That's going to be west of the Woodside Hills subdivision in West Asheville. And that's going to be probably 2 miles or so from the West Asheville exit, which is exit 44. I don't think it's called West Asheville. I think it's maybe called Smoky Park.
Maybe.
Officially, but yes. It's exit 44. You're going to be a couple of miles west of that, but your slowdown is going to go for a couple of miles as well. And you're actually going to start seeing brake lights at exit 37. So if you're coming into the area, this is westbound. I mean, this shows eastbound traffic. Let me double check my icon, Grace, because that doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, it's eastbound. Good. If you're there at the exit 37, I would jump off and take a 1923 or Smoky Park Highway, because you can take exit 37, and when you come off of the ramp, just take a right, and then right in front of you, you're not going to go several feet, you can hang a left on the Smoky Park Highway. And that will allow you to bypass all the congestion. And you'll take Smoky Park Highway all the way to back onto 26 there at exit 44.
Yep.
It's a straight shot.
It is.
And right now, Smoky Park's not too crowded.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, so I would say that's definitely a possibility. But that's the only real issue that we're seeing out on the highways for this afternoon. And we'll watch as we press on toward 5 o'clock.
Yes, we will. Alrighty, for our swap shop items today, we have Etowah Baptist Church. That's located on Brevard Road, is having a yard sale June 25th and June 26th. So I believe it's next Friday and next Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this all proceeds will go toward their Tuesday senior program at the church. And I talked to this lady this morning, and she just wanted me to mention also that any senior at any church can go to this event on Tuesday. Oh. And it starts at 10 a.m. and they just have a time of fellowship and a meal. So she just wanted to open that up as well. So take advantage of that if you want to.
That's a great ministry.
Yes.
You know, a lot of seniors spend quite a bit of time alone.
Yes. And she said that they put a program on, and then they eat together, and then they do some other activities. So, and it's every Tuesday.
And we talk about how COVID has been hard on a lot of folks, and I think especially our seniors, they've been isolated.
Yes.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the programs, the senior meal sites, have had to close.
Right.
Or suspend, you know, until it was safer. So thank you to Etowah Baptist for doing this. And area seniors, take advantage of this time to get out and fellowship with one another.
Yes.
That's great. A family is looking for a family in Brevard that has a fenced-in yard that would like to adopt a miniature male Dapple Dachshund to be your pet.
Yes.
But again, they're looking for someone who has a fenced-in yard in the Brevard area. 577-7544 if you'd like to find out more information. 577-7544.
Alrighty, we have here an InvaCare power chair. They have captain seats, and they're all available options, and that this has only been used 2 weeks. The original cost was $20,000, and they're asking only $5,000, and that number is 828-421-5782, 421-5782.
A 1030 four-wheel drive Massey Ferguson tractor. It's 26 horsepower with 1,132 hours. It's one owner, comes with a 4-foot bush hog and a 5-foot set of harrow plows. Asking $6,000 for everything. 506-0278, 506-0278. I think that's a wrap for today.
Yes.
And again, birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone celebrating today, let us know, 828-884-9427. Or you can text us at 828-577-1296.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, last week one day, I played the song by the Isaacs, Nature Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did a whole CD, and their instruments were tuned to a different hertz than what the standard tuning is.
Right.
They tuned it to what is deemed nature's hertz.
Right.
The tune or the tuning of nature.
Yes.
So that was last week. Well, today I found a study from the National Academy of Sciences. They have been studying male and female plain-tailed wrens, mm-hmm. little birds.
Yes.
And what this was focused on is the songs that the birds sing.
Oh, wow.
And they said that the birds actually, when they're in proximity, closer proximity, one to the other, that they link together,
mm-hmm.
and they sing the exact same song, so that you can't tell when one is resting and the other is singing, that they connect together. It's kind of like if you've got speakers that are Bluetooth capable, mm-hmm. and you can link them, that's a simplistic explanation of what
right.
they're saying. But that they link together and they actually sing a duet.
That's incredible.
And that to listen, you can have two birds or even more than two singing.
Right.
And they're not all singing at the same time, but they're singing the exact same song, and each one singing their part.
Wow. That's amazing.
And you say, there is no God.
Right.
How could you say that?
Right.
When the very God of heaven, he synchronizes the bird's songs.
Right.
He does care. And we'll finish up today with Swap Shop with the Isaacs and Nature Symphony. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Thank you.
creation singing nature's hymn. The flowers here in bloom in morning glory, the song of life in harmony. Turning, praying, listening just to know.